Hi, I'm Spicy Dicey.
And I'm Chantal Renee.
And we love sex and horror.
These are topics we love to write about as published authors.
I love all things spicy and dicey.
And I'm a big fan of sex and the sinister.
Thanks for joining us for some dark, twisted, sexy, uncensored fun as we discuss
sex and horror.
Chantal has dragged me to the Lavaca. It's Lavaca County. Jailhouse. The haunted Lavaca County Jailhouse. I am 2 hours away, and I'm telling you, I feel like there's a hanging tree outside.
It is so not that kind
I think
of
that is
tree.
All I got to say about where I am, where she has dragged me to. There's a hanging tree. And instead of calling people Native Americans, they're calling them Indians here. So, you know, like red flags are going off of me. Left and right.
You're just watching too many of those videos, movies that girl's making.
And we have Katrina, spiritual medium here
Katrina
with us.
Katrina just walked in the room.
Hello. Yes.
We are here actually in the doll room, guys. So we were hoping maybe while we recorded, if there's anything in here you would like to speak into our little device here. And the listeners that are listening
maybe
will
hear
you
it.
Too.
Yeah. Jessica Rainey is here with us also. She's an author and she's been a guest on our show. Both of these people have been a guest on our show twice, actually.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Oh, you are an author. See, I did not know that.
So Katrina did readings beforehand.
You didn't know,
right? Yeah, Katrina did readings beforehand. I guess they were like, 8 minutes long?
Yes.
Okay.
Each.
And so she read us, okay? You know how she does. And so she didn't even know Jessica was an author, but she was talking about her putting her writings out there to inspire others. She told me all about my marriage and my husband. We'll leave that at that. And Chantel?
Mostly we just talked about different things. It wasn't really... My family talks to me all the time. I hear things all the time. So
that's right. So yeah. It's kind of hard to give you anything because you're in tune all the time. But hopefully they gave you a little.
Yeah, it was all good.
Yeah. And so now we're in the jail where... Why is it haunted? Tell me that. Why is it considered haunted?
There's been a lot of deaths here. There's been a lot of suicides. And also any place that, especially a jailhouse in Texas where there is no ACs in these fucking rooms, you're going to definitely get some residual anger, some residual despair, which I did connect with this evening. And you guys will hear anything that I come up with, sometime or another on the show. And you're just going to have things that are lingering still with all these emotions that they've experienced.
Mm. What are you feeling right now in here, Katrina?
Well, I didn't want to talk over you, but the environment alone absorbs energy. Just like when we set out radio waves, this is going to go on forever and ever and ever, and somebody can just pull it out of the galaxy. It continues, and that is in your surface, the bed you're on, the mattress you're on. Mm-hmm. All of those are energy that is embedded and that can cause different types of hauntings. Mm-hmm. It could be residual, where it's something that it feels like it goes on in a circle, an area that just seems to be a loop in time. Or like we have here, there's been encounters of actual talking to us, so that is an intelligent response. I feel that they come because you ask them to.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you have the volume up on this? I want to make sure that...
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
Uh-oh.
That's what I get for messing with the shit.
Sorry, I just, with the sound, I'm usually recording and I get...
It didn't stop.
Okay,
just heard me doing all the clicking.
I get real nervous about recording this messing up or not recording what we want. And then you miss all the good stuff because it's gone forever.
That is, I've had that so many times. I was out at a cemetery with a man with 1.5 million followers, right? And we're doing something.
Mm.
My video says, I'm going to start the video now. That's all the motherfucker I got. Can you motherfucking believe it?
It happens.
I was like, fire.
Yeah, it happens. And so I'm constantly
cool.
Checking to make sure things are working properly. Okay, so
like OCD ever.
Yeah, I decided at the last minute to come because shit just hasn't been going right.
And I was cool like, air right fuck here.
It. Yeah.
Feel it. There's cool air right here.
I feel a breeze at least that came through.
Oh, you got the window open. Yeah. Fuck, girl. I didn't even
know. Right here. But when we were on Katrina's YouTube show a couple weeks ago, we talked about having some ghosts touch me. So I'm sitting here and I'm waiting on that. Like, you know, I'd like
to... You might have to stay the night. You might have to stay the night or just, you know...
You're going to have to stay the night with bra off.
Oh, no.
I'm going to tell you, I did go braless, but I did have a tank top on. It's not like they fall out all the time. This one was quite out. It was the side that I was hanging off of. So you just tell me, and it happens all the time. I get hickeys and stuff. So I took pictures of my body before we left. Mm-hmm. Just so that, and I could show those pictures.
Maybe we should have took pictures of your boobs before we came.
Because you're not sure, but they do. They like the boobs.
Well, hello. How are you? Don't worry. There's an actual human outside the window, guys.
Yeah. Katrina has her kids here also. I mean, they're adult kids.
Well, they're adults.
Yeah, adult kids.
They're soldiers.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely got the sense that we have interest what is in this room. Because they have never observed what we're doing.
Are they... Do you think that it could be... This recording here could be picking up any sounds...
Definitely a possibility.
Okay.
And sometimes, even though we're speaking and it doesn't seem like we're giving anything an opportunity to speak, sometimes it'll talk directly and over what you're saying directly into the device. And they won't hear us speaking.
Yeah.
They'll hear whatever it is trying to say.
Okay, well, good. I look forward to listening to this back to see if there were any hidden messages. So when I was in one of those other... for any ghosts that are in here, I charge, okay? No more free touches. Like, either you're going to really get me off and it'll be worth my...
Oh, I like that idea. I'm going to do that too.
You need to pin some money in my bra, okay? Do not just come by and just touch me.
I take charge. All right.
If you touch it, it better be worth the touch.
Yeah, if you do cop a feel, it better be worth it, right? Don't just be, you know, don't get nothing started that you can't finish. That's all I'm saying.
You know that ghosts are going to pay you in Bitcoin or something.
No, I don't even want Bitcoin. Give me cash or like Katrina said.
Or go possess some people to buy our books on Amazon.
Exactly. Buy some books, you know, that way I want the residuals. Like I want something for the touch. No freebies anymore, all right?
You guys don't even sweat. Look at me. I'm just I got out of the shower.
That's how it was in the other room.
I was hoping for some more air.
It's coming.
You know what? Chantel told me to charge my phone. I did not charge it, so I'm low on battery. This is the time for me to have gone live. I should be going live right now when we're just sitting here chilling in the Lavaca jail. But my battery is so low. But listen, when I was in the cell that was over here, like not in this building, but in that other building over there, I couldn't see anything with the naked eye. But when I held my phone up because I was just going to do like a panorama view, then there were like shadows moving across the wall. So I did, and so I started recording. So I recorded that. I just held the phone still and it just recorded.
And she didn't run.
Lights. No. Oh, listen, I don't feel like there's anything to run from.
But what if someone growled? Would you freak out if you heard a growl?
No. I mean, at this point, no.
Okay, to me, that is just, you know, if you think about it, our children start out with vowels. They're using sounds. And when you get over to the other side, it's not like all of a sudden you know how to manipulate that shit. Think of Ghost.
Yeah.
You know, that penny needing to be focused on and learned and developed. And that's the same with, and we all know we've all been in school. Not everybody learns in the same
way. Right?
That's true, too.
So this is something that is learned upon. So that's why I don't think that growls are always in the line of negative. I think it's just a communication.
Yeah, I'm not bothered. Hey, I'm going to take a picture real quick.
Jessica.
Yeah, here.
Thanks for hiding the arms.
Sorry, that's going to be use that for the cover. At least I can get a picture since I can't record anything. But... What I was wondering, though, was, okay, I couldn't see anything with the naked eye when I was in there, but was there possibly something going on with the light itself that was causing that?
No, did you have your flash on?
No.
So that would have been the first thing that I would have asked. Mm-hmm. Were you around any windows? I would think not.
No.
If you were in the thing, but you have to outrule those. Mm-hmm. So once you outrule, now was there anybody else around that there's a nope. possibility of a bleed?
Nope. It was just so me, and I was in there for like 20 minutes alone.
You just answered your own question.
Yeah.
That's how you do this. You have to answer all of those questions first. Never go straight to paranormal. I talk to the dead. I never go that direction. Mm-hmm. I first immediately outrule all of the other possibilities that there could be. And if there is only one, if it talks like a duck and acts like a duck, it gotta be a duck.
Mm. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And you have to trust yourself.
And mm-hmm. the other thing that I tell people too, especially because you got all those checked off, right? It's all good.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an energy source, spirit can use energy source. So mm-hmm. if it is,
use the light.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You're not. It's not because there's something wrong with the light. It's using the light.
Okay, I get you. Yeah. There was a movie
great
recently.
Point.
Yeah, there was a That's movie correct. Recently where we were talking about what was the movie because it was great. It was crazy. Whether it was a couple in there. It starts with an M. Come on, come on, come on. And I know Julio is sitting up there shouting the name out. It starts with the M. It was, there was something
oh, the
in the
phone.
Back of her head. No. She had the creature in the back of her head.
Oh, but, Malignant.
Yes, Malignant.
I haven't watched it.
What? You still
did.
Haven't watched it after I talked about how great it was?
I haven't watched it yet.
What? Okay, well, Malignant, the spirit
That's a good one.
was using the sound waves, right? It was using like the radio frequencies to be able to speak.
Which is definitely something they do.
See, that's just
hey,
like
do we
noise.
Have a radio then?
Yeah,
yes,
they have that.
Do.
They do have that. We can borrow
that's
it.
That's what we
yeah.
have upstairs with, I gave a Panda box. They scan the radio system independently.
And it can speak through that.
And he's gotten quite a bit of answers.
Mm.
I would love to do that.
Do you know where Leroy is?
Before we leave.
I sure don't. He might be.
He was out there. He okay. was out there recording when we were out there.
I told him I was going to go there and
I
came here.
Hmm.
Okay.
You want to go find him?
Yeah, because I was going to let them use, and he can share with you how it's done, but I brought that back from my friend.
Okay.
That has 1.5 million followers.
Mm.
He needs to like us.
To me.
Yeah.
I haven't said the name because I'm not a name dropper.
I gotcha.
He did share his home with me, and I feel very blessed. And he gave me equipment that is highly seeked over.
Mm. You know, I think her head moved.
Don't you start with the dolls
no,
now.
I really
Stop
do.
It. Stop it.
I,
okay, so we
because
are
either
looking
it moved,
that way.
Yeah, we're
it
in
wasn't
the,
looking that way that much earlier.
We're
was,
in the doll room.
As I walked by, I noticed I could see both her eyes, and now
yeah,
I can only
see. To me,
see.
I feel like the eyes are going back and forth like this. Like it looks like it's looking at me right now.
In the doll room, there are
I see that too.
Four
people,
dolls in here. So
the
yeah,
people looks like it is pointed directly at us.
There's
you
Leroy.
That?
You were looking for him.
Leroy. They are doing a podcast. Mm-hmm. For
our podcast.
Yes.
I should have recorded
you
with
You have
Anchor.
The scanner radio. Could you demonstrate and assist these ladies in its how it works and how efficient it has been?
Like now,
the
we're,
Panda
on,
box.
Now we're on your podcast.
Yeah, right now. We're recording,
we're recording
right
now.
I'm sorry.
No,
oh, you're fine.
You're I mean, everybody knows we just kind of fly by the seat of our pants. Our listeners are cool with it.
It's not looking
so the way
no, it is not.
I understand this is,
I
do I just say it was wrong? Or,
yeah, just
okay.
talk
well,
about, tell us about it.
Katrina got this from Steve Huff. He said,
oh, he said the name. I didn't say it.
Was I supposed to? You can edit
no, I
out.
Said that I wasn't trying to, you know.
Name drop.
Have
it's all good.
But I know you love
Tell
it.
Us about
yeah.
the equipment.
Okay, anyways, he says this is the DR60 of spirit boxes. Basically, when it scans through the frequencies, it's in theory that the white noise generates energy for the spirits, and they're able to communicate through that. I've used this a few times on investigations, one of them being the killing fields, which we captured a woman. I was asking, can you tell me if you're male or female? And it says the woman buried. It was a female, seemed relevant for where we're at. Another one that we've got was Mineral Wells, old Fort Walters military base. We asked for her name. It gave us an Alex Rodriguez. clear as day. And the one thing that I've noticed about this, even for tonight, was that it starts to static quite a bit, and then it goes quiet, and then something comes through. So I'm not sure if that's their way of actually tapping into it or whatnot. The most recent place other than tonight that we used it was the old Wilson County Jail. And I was asking, you know, tell me your name. And we got a response that says, geez, just tell them. So, yeah, and we have the videos for that. And then there was another one where I asked again, can you tell me your name? And then you just hear, nope. So I'm still kind of experimenting with this, trying to get in tune with it, per se. It seems like an awesome piece of evidence. And when something does come through, it's totally clear.
Mm.
And that's, I think, why maybe it's considered the DR60 of pet boxes, so or spirit boxes.
That's the spirit box. Okay, tell us who you are, Leroy.
My name is Leroy. I'm with a group called South Texas Investigation of Paranormal Events. And I've been doing this since about 2010. And I really got into it when we did our first investigation in Yorktown Hospital. Very minimal equipment, you know, camera with the tapes and everything, and our iPhones. And when my wife got her hair pulled, that was it for me. It was so awesome. So I started buying equipment since then. And
you've been trying to conjure that spirit back. When she pisses me off, go pull her hair.
We captured quite a bit of stuff. We were taking breaks. We left our, you know, digital recorder at the nurse's stations. And we would just hear like demonic growls and bangs, not with our ears, but on the actual recorder. So that was just significant to me. And I'm like, I got to keep doing this. Mm. So it was great. Yeah.
I see. Anything useful? Okay, like beyond the casual touches and sounds here and there, is there anything useful? Like, can we get these ghosts to like shut the light off or bring us some water, you know, anything?
I think it's like I tell the people whenever I take people investigating, it's like I guarantee nothing. I don't think that we can actually make a ghost go ahead and respond if they don't want to. I mean the intelligence of the spirit.
See, this is why we need to use that box privately, because you know she's going to tempt them with some booby showing.
Please finish.
If they're intelligent, I feel that they're going to respond if they want to respond. Mm. I mean, I don't think that we can. If you're asking a question in comparison to me, they may like your energy better than me and then respond to you. They may not want to respond to me. I've been told correct. I look intimidating and so forth. So, I mean, I sometimes have a hard time. Usually here, I don't like to instigate a lot, but sometimes it just kind of do to kind of stir things up a little bit.
Like what? What kind of instigating?
Like I've been in corrections for almost 12 years. Mm-hmm. So I worked in a jail. So I'll use, you know, hey, I'm rack up, or I'm going to, you know, shut the cells and you're going to be locked in here till tomorrow. No rec time, stuff like that. Just stuff that inmates are kind of used to. And if I'm not mistaken, an example like this place here, I mean, it's not too far off from where they would have used similar terms or whatnot. So doing stuff like that to try to aggravate them or get them upset to try to do a response, it sometimes helps. But I kind of don't like doing it, though.
Yeah. But are you afraid that if you provoke them, then they might do something harmful?
There's always that chance. But when you do something like that, I mean, that's just a chance you're taking. Mm-hmm. I do the best that I can by, you know, either cleansing myself before I leave a location. I definitely don't want to take something home to my family.
Right.
But it's not uncommon that I have stuff happen at my house. My TV goes on and off. I know it's family members. So, you know, I know my
every time
there.
I visit,
yeah,
I knock is refrigerator starts talking.
Yeah.
No, just, really, he's got a talking refrigerator.
So, yeah, anywhere Katrina goes, activity definitely picks up. But it's just stuff that...
But he has a communication with spirit that, you know, once you open the door, they're going to say something. You can imagine how lonely that could be if nobody's talking to you.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying, you know, meditation and stuff like that to try to go ahead and just kind of connect. And it's been helping out a lot.
I forgot to tell you.
Would it be worth it to you, though? I mean, you're kind of doing this. You like the thrill, right? So would it be worth it to provoke them and then, you know, get shoved one good time so you can say that happened?
Yes and no. The reason why is because since I was 6 years old, I've always been interested in the paranormal.
Yeah.
I've had two different readings from two different people that don't know each other. that stated, in my past life, I was a Native American, very spiritual, died protecting my family. Mm-hmm. So is that a reason why I've been interested in the paranormal since I was at a young age? I don't know, but it's always fascinated me. Mm-hmm. So the way we kind of do it is, yeah, you go to a location, but, you know, once you start trying to figure things out, why did this happen? Why am I getting a cold spot? And you start to try to figure it out, your fear kind of goes out the window. At least that's what I've experienced. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people that I've taken, you know, they're kind of afraid to come to an investigation, but when they see how we do it, they want more stuff to happen. They want that experience as well. But, you know, it always ends up, when's your next investigation?
Right.
So, I mean, the stuff that I've encountered, which, you know, is quite a bit, but nothing too out of the ordinary. We have rocks thrown at us and so forth and stuff like that. I find it interesting. You know, we've done fire drills in hospitals and stuff, and we hear shuffling, you know, coming up and down the steps, just little experiments and stuff like that we try to get that evidence from.
And you said you were doing meditation and stuff like that now. Is that opening you up to more?
I'm trying to, yes. Actually, since I've been doing the meditation with the assistance of Katrina, she's kind of been a guide for me and stuff. I've noticed things happen. Mm-hmm. I've noticed, you know, when I go on investigation, sometimes I'll start getting a sharp pain from my elbow down to my wrist, but it only happens at locations that we're investigating. It never happens just like at home or anything of that nature. So,
interesting. There's a cricket. is that some sort of spiritual meaning to have a cricket in the middle of nowhere inside?
You could Google it, but you know, it's probably because of outdoors. But when we saw thousands of them, that was different.
Now, yeah.
We stepped on them and they were gone the next morning. Rhodey can tell you, go ask her this.
No, I remember you were telling us the story.
But one I wouldn't say, but a whole bunch.
Yeah.
And then there was no carcasses, nothing the next morning.
That's weird,
yeah. Yeah, we should have the squished ones. I don't
do insects.
Interesting touches, like, since we've been sitting here.
I don't do insects. Now, about the doll you were saying over here, okay, so, you know, Chantel likes to dabble with dolls and everything and do artwork.
Dabble?
Do artwork with
them. What am I doing? You make me sound like I'm a doll pedophile. Hello, little dolly.
Doll diddler.
When I'm saying artistically, creatively, use them. You know how you have your setup and you have the creation. You make them
part of it. I made the dead doll, the dead twin dolls.
Yes. So we have some dolls in here, and she was talking about one was moving. Anybody seen this doll move?
I just
or the eyes or anything?
Right there too. I got to tell you, that pupil, the eye didn't move. The pupil did. It was looking at us.
Okay. All right.
The pupil.
Like the Mona Lisa portrait, the eyes moving like
however, that? Or? All I can tell you is that the pupil appeared to be staring at me.
Now, can somebody tell me that, okay, this is a good thing, because we have Annabelle, we have Chucky.
I'm not into dolls. Yeah.
So what do the spirits use, like, these type of objects for?
Maybe a familiarity, possibly, some feel that it is something that looks the closest to a human body until they can get to one that is willing to share or invade or take over.
Mm.
There's many different reasons. So
if I want to, I know you all mentioned being cleansed on the way out so we don't take them home with us. What if I want to take some spirits home with me? What would I do?
Well, I would state that the first thing is I would have rules, just like you would have with children coming over to your house, what they're allowed to touch, what they can't touch, and give them a time frame of how long. That's those set rules that I would suggest, since you personally cannot see them and you're not hearing them. You are asking for communication. You could just pick up anybody on the side of the road. Would you do that at your house? No. So you got to only indicate that they're only allowed to come with those particular rules and set those. That's what I would suggest with somebody that can't see or hear to protect you.
Would they be coming, like, as a spirit around me, or would they inhabit my body?
No, they would walk right beside you, just like you. Yeah, just like your loved ones do.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. I've talked a lot. Anybody else want to say anything? Because you know I just take the conversation and roll. I get in trouble when I say stuff. No, you don't.
I'm in the corner.
What do you think about all this, Chantel? You've been trying to get me to go on one of these paranormal investigations for a while, and I'm always like, no.
I'm shocked because both of us are sweating like little piggies, and your ass is still hanging in there. She ain't been like, it's time to go, bitch.
I'm sweating. I'm over here.
I've been sweating. This is my so cool sticky. Down. Yeah, I'm not sweating at the moment.
This
but
is when I can fold my fat. I have so been sell because it'll stick together.
I've been sweating a lot. Trust me.
She's sneaking stuff in her cell.
Yeah. You know, we're at that certain age where I have the hot flashes, so I was pouring sweat a minute ago and I had to stand in front of the AC. Yeah.
I get it.
I'm getting so many little touches on me, it's hilarious. Well, they're feather like
nobody's
touches.
Touching me. Well, maybe because I put a dollar sign out. Like, you gotta. You must.
She's
pay
like, I
first.
Want some money if you want some touches. For the honey.
They're probably all looking for some money.
You bring me the money before you touch me. No freebies around
Next
here.
Next thing we know, we got a quarter coming around.
Oh, that would be some funny shit. Yeah, yes.
You'll have to slip a nip. He done threw you a quarter.
You know, that would be worth it.
That's right. That would be totally worth
it. That would be worth it.
Maybe for a quarter roll in. Or a nickel. Yeah.
I guess we're good for now, right?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
We can head upstairs and check some stuff out.
Yeah, perfect.
Talk to you guys later.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Sex and Horror.
Make sure you subscribe.
And join our Facebook group.
If you'd like to be a guest, let us know.
If you have a topic to suggest, a movie, TV show, book, song to be featured, let us know.
You can follow me at ChantelRenee.com.
And I'm at Dicey Grinner all over social media. You can find me on my website, DiceyGrinnerBooks.com.
See you next week
for Sex and Horror.